This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Kathy LeBrew. Kathy is the Chief Revenue Cycle Officer at University Hospitals in Cleveland, a great system. Thrilled to visit with you today. We'll talk about University Hospitals, a few points of pride, about revenue cycle and things that are working and key priorities in revenue cycle, a little bit more about advice that you would give to emerging leaders. Kathy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kathy LeBrew. I'm the Chief Revenue Cycle Officer from University Hospitals in Cleveland, Ohio.
Thank you. And tell us a little bit about University Hospitals, a little bit about the system.
Right. University Hospitals, located in Northeast Ohio, services only the Ohio area. We have 15 hospitals, including an academic medical center, and we have a physician network comprising about 2,600 employed physicians, including primary care and specialists. We also have a clinically integrated network as well.
And what are some of the interesting things? I mean, University Hospitals has a great reputation. What are the most interesting things that you're seeing in revenue cycle, both with this pandemic, with COVID-19, and generally? What are some of the big things you're starting to see?
Right. So I think first and foremost, there's been an unbelievable rise of humanity as we have moved to a virtual setting and recognizing there's a greater need for integration and connectivity with our patients, with our customers, and with our workforce, and things that we're doing creatively to ensure that we have that ongoing connectivity and keeping first things first, which of course is safety, wellness, and care for the sick. I think secondly, certainly the emergence of technology, the importance of leveraging technology today now more than ever in our business to help augment all of the work that we need to do as people are away at some point struggling with overload of technology and capabilities. And using technology in new and different ways.
What are some of the things you're seeing in technology and revenue cycle that are making either incremental differences or bigger differences?
Yep. I think first, telehealth platforms have become really incredibly important. The capabilities that include, multiple users, caregivers and or family members linking on for telehealth care, and the ability to have that real-time connectivity, orders management, and subsequent care that follows. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the emergence of home monitoring and technology to help link patients' vitals and other relevant wellness to the provider in an electronic manner to enable, again, real-time care that's happening in a remote situation. I think there's a variety of communication and patient engagement technologies that are being leveraged both for the patient, family, as well as our providers and workforce. University Hospitals, we're using a solution as an example called Conversa. It is a chat box. It enables screening and other types of protocols with our employees and patients. We're leveraging things like Doc Halo for integration with our providers anywhere, anytime to communicate with them through the care experience. And those are just some examples of patient engagement tools we're using.
And talk for a moment about the transformation of telehealth, chatbox, and so forth, and other types of technologies. How does this impact the role of Chief Revenue Cycle Officer? Do you ever think of it and think, oh my goodness, this was so complicated before, but at least I sort of understood it. There's a hospital visit, a physician visit, we bill for it. Now, trying to track all these different types of visits and make sure that revenue is not lost, has this made the job a lot more complicated or not necessarily?
I think that that's a great point. I think there's a couple of things to consider in these technologies. One is the enablement of structured decision making, protocols and decision trees that help make it much easier. Certainly integration with our own solutions. For example, if you think of telehealth, what's important to the provider is having that integration to the electronic medical record and clarity in the communication with the patient, and likewise clarity from the patient's perspective. From my perspective, that integration, enabling the verification of the insurance, for example, to happen, the ability to identify patients that might need additional financial support to verify that, in fact, that this televisit is going to be covered or that we've met the requirements for televisit, also very important because it's the patient is concerned with that, as is the provider. So having that level of decision making in technology, I think, has made it simpler versus the typical paper or reliance upon human capital to make those decisions.
Fantastic. And talk for a moment about, you know, you've obviously done a great job of sort of integrating the telehealth with all the other systems to make it, you know, not impossible to figure out how to bill and where to bill and so forth. What are, when you look at the big challenges in revenue cycle today, is it more consumer patient payment? Is it different value-based care models? What does create the bigger challenges and the more exciting challenges to try and solve to make sure that there's not a lot of revenue leakage?
Right. So I think first from a patient's perspective, and we're doing, I think from a healthcare perspective, we're doing a much better job with integrating the patient, the payer, as well as the provider. I think there's the concept of insurance coverage has become very complicated. There's many different plans, as you know, out there, and patient doesn't always understand. So I think bringing together tools like patient estimation that helps the patient understand real time the cost for care, and integrating the payer feedback right at their fingertips, as well as the provider's fee schedule to help the patient understand their benefit, is it covered, and what they can expect to pay before services. That's a primary example. So I think patient awareness and more real time or advanced understanding of their benefits would help them through their journey. I think we're seeing continued friction with payers that we're starting to emerge more longer term plans with revenue cycle, not just fixing the transactions, but really thinking about how to work together more efficiently, whether it's on the front end with the authorization process, the eligibility process, or on the back end when you look at some things like denials or even post-claim denials. So I think more importantly than ever, partnering with payers to help understand how we can reduce friction so that the patients can receive care seamlessly and move to wellness. And then I think finally, the digital journey is really, really important. Going green is in style now more than ever. It's lowering costs. It helps to bring the business service to the fingertips of the patient. And so when you think about online scheduling, it's anytime, anywhere that I can get online and schedule with my provider or procedure. Critically important, having my bill access online, self-service payment portals and self-service payment plans, because as the cost of care has continued to grow, it's unlikely that patients can pay for their services, especially our sicker patients, within a four-bill period or even a 12-month period. So having electronic options that are easy to understand, easy to combine various out-of-pocket expenses into one loan program or even interest-free repayment process, critically important. So again, the understanding the digital patient journey, more important than ever.
Thank you. And you've mentioned a few different things, the digital patient journey, estimating tools for patients and so forth. You were also kind enough early on to mention a couple names of providers or vendors that you've utilized, Converso, DocHalo, et cetera. Any thoughts for leaders as to vendors you've had particularly good luck with? I want to avoid getting sued, so nobody that you hate or haven't had good luck with, but are there a couple technology tools that you would say, you know, we've used this, we've really had good luck with it, we've used that. I don't care if they're a sponsor, they work with Becker's Healthcare at all, irrelevant. Is there anybody that you sort of point to and say, you know, here's a few of the technology vendors, services of software, or other companies that we've worked with in revenue, something that we've had good luck with?
Yeah. So we have a fairly longstanding relationship with RevSpring. That's our patient statement portal, IVR vendor. And we have, I believe one, they offer modernized healthcare solutions for the provider and the patient. They're investing in their solutions to improve, again, for the patient and the provider, ease of use, simplicity, and integration. Three, I think that they also have good data analytics so that you understand behaviors and how best to serve the patient more effectively. So that's one. And then within their package, of course, the IVR, there's a lot of flexibility with patient engagement and automated reminders that we use, not just for balances, but also reminding patients about their schedules and easy ways to confirm or cancel and reschedule right from their telephone. So a lot of emergence of mobile capability. So I would say that's one. And then most recently, University Hospitals has continued their price estimation and now leveraging and powering through Experian. So we do use Experian for price estimation with our financial counseling team, but we also have made available to our patients self-service price estimation for hospital cost of care.
Well, thank you. And I do want to tell you, Kathy, how much we appreciate you joining us today. You're clearly an incredibly intelligent and organized thinker. It's really helpful for our listeners to sort of hear specifics of what you're doing and what's worked and issues you're facing. Really a pleasure visiting with you again. Kathy LeBrew, Chief Revenue Cycle Officer at University Hospitals in Cleveland, a great system. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.